Hello, this is the first, or episode zero of my podcast, Let's Talk Anime, which is the same name as my blog on WordPress. I'm going to be recording this while I'm doing some work on cosplay, so you might hear rustling and noises in the background, so I apologize for that. I started doing this because I saw some other bloggers on WordPress doing podcasts as well, and it seems like it would be fun to do. I apologize if I'm, like, pausing a lot because I don't really know what I'm doing, and I don't know how I feel about everybody hearing my voice because I've never really liked it. So I also have a blog, which is, my name. It's ZBoudrie, spelled Boudrie, @.wordpress.com, and then my Instagram is the same, but there's an 8 at the end, and that, there's a link for that on my blog. And my Twitter, which is Let's Talk Anime 1, because for some reason that was already taken by the time I got to it. For this episode, I'm basically just going to be talking about how I got into anime and, what anime I watched when I first started and, like, why I started writing for a blog and all that fun stuff. And then the next episode I'll actually start doing things. Also, the intro music that I used, it's the second ending to Soul Eater. It's called Style, and it doesn't fit Soul Eater at all, but I've always loved that song, and I think that it works for my blog. I wanted to do a Soul Eater song because, well, my image is Maka, and that's just kind of what I've used as my, like, icon for everything. But initially I was going to use the first opening, but I feel like that's, like, too intense for anything that I'm ever going to talk about or anything that I write about. Like, sometimes I'll get kind of intense with things, but it's never anything, like, harsh. So I wanted to do something more upbeat and happy, so that's why that's my opening. And I didn't know if anybody recognized that, but hope somebody did. Yep. So, how I started watching anime was I was at my friend's house one day when I was in 7th grade, I think. And I was over at her house because my mom was at work over the summer, and I was too young to stay home by myself, so I would go over to my friend's house a lot, and I would spend the night there. And once when I was there, her brother had put on Deke Greyman. That was the very first anime I ever watched, but, like, I've only watched, like maybe 5 episodes of it, and I haven't gone back to it. But, that was the first time one I ever watched. And, after that, he showed, like, me and my friend had neither of us had ever wanted to watch anime, but, like, it was just, like, on in the living room, so we kind of sat there for a little bit, and, like, before we even tried it, we just kind of made fun of it, and now I feel really bad about it. But, yeah, we kind of, like, didn't give it a chance at first, so we, like, went outside, and then we came back in, and we started, like, actually watching the, episode, and then we kind of decided that it wasn't so bad, and, after that, he showed us a couple of other things. Like, he showed us a random episode of Soul Eater. It was another one of the first things that I got to see. And, let me see. I think that was all we really watched that one day. But then he started us from the beginning of Degree Man, and we watched a little bit of that. I vaguely remember things about it. I never really was that interested in going back to it. I thought the concept was interesting, but there were just some things that kind of bothered me. So I never really went back. But then, like, after that, I didn't watch anime for a really long time. My friend got really into it. And so she would, like, talk to me about it, but I wasn't really, like, into it yet. And so, like, she came over to my house and we watched a bunch of Fruits Basket, which is now one of my favorites. And, it was kind of the first anime that I watched a bunch of, I think. It was either that or, I don't know, I think that was the first one that I watched a lot of. So we watched, like, 8 episodes, and, like, until, like, 2 or 3 in the morning, and I, like, fell in love with that. But then, like, after that, I didn't really feel like watching it by myself, because it was, like, something so new to me. And so, like, I didn't really get into it still. But then, like, my friend showed me Ouran High School Host Club. And that was the first anime I ever finished. And it was the first one that I really, like, was super into and, like, would want to watch anytime we were over at her house. So, like, I would just watch it at her house until I finished it. And then that was the same thing with another first one was Sword Art Online. I watched all of that at her house as well. And then after that, she would give me a bunch of, like, recommendations, but I never, like, I guess I was just scared to watch it because it was so new, I guess. I don't know why I didn't just start watching it anyway. But, we watched those, and then after that, there was one day that I just kind of, like, I think it was, like, drawing or something, because I used to really like to draw. I don't anymore, but when I did, I rewatched a lot of Host Club, or, like, I call it Host Club, but other people call it, like, Ouran or whatever. Ouran High School Host Club. I rewatched a lot of that while I was drawing, and that was kind of what got me comfortable with watching things on my own. And, it's really weird, but the very first anime I started and finished on my own was something called Chaos Head, but, like, I don't like that anymore either. It's in the same universe as Steins Gate and what was that one, like, Chaos Child that came out, like, last year or something. I also didn't watch, but I watched that by myself, and I finished up, the second arc of Sword Art Online by myself. And that was kind of my, like, initiation into watching anime. I finished up Fruits Basket not that long after that. Others that I watched, the time that I really got into it was between 9th and 10th grade, mainly. I watched it some at the end of 9th grade, but I watched it a lot in the summer between 9th and 10th grade. So I watched Free and Hyoka, Blue Exorcist. I watched both I watched the original Fullmetal Alchemist while I was in 9th grade, and then I watched Brotherhood after 9th grade was over, and I like Brotherhood a lot more. They're both really good, and, like, I don't think that you should 100% hate on the original, but, like, it's definitely not as good. So those were really, like, my first anime that I watched. I'm trying to think, like, what others I watched a long time ago. I went through this phase where I just nonstop watched a bunch of, like, shoujo romances, but I haven't touched those in forever either, because I kind of got, like, bored of them. I think that was I don't remember if that was in that same time, like, the summer between, or if it was, like, in 10th grade. I can't remember. I think it was in 10th grade. Like, I watched, like, Toradora and, My Little Monster and Blue Spring Ride. Some of those I also read the manga after I finished the anime, and I like Blue Spring Ride the anime more than I liked the manga, but that was just 'cause the manga was super frustrating. And I also went through a phase where I just read a bunch of shoujo manga also. I haven't like but I haven't really gotten back into that. I like some romance things, but not that much. It's just there's so many cliches that bother me, and it's hard to get away from those. So I just tend to not really watch them or read them or anything. I'm getting really off track with that. So yeah, that's where I started with anime, and then why I started my blog. I started that in May of 2016, but I didn't really post anything then because I had my school laptop, but we had to turn it in over the summer. So in May, I started my blog, and I think I posted an intro post because I didn't know what I was doing. And then I posted an analysis of Winry from Fullmetal Alchemist that I look back at now, and it's really awful because I was super informal with everything, and I just didn't really give good examples. So yeah, and I talked about how much I don't like my original posts when I did my 100th post special. I think that was 2 months ago or something that I wrote that. So my blog was started in May, but I didn't actively start using it until September of 2016. And at that point, I wrote a top five anime of that time post, but for some reason I split it up into two posts. Like five anime was too much for a single post because I didn't know how much people were willing to read. And the first one didn't even have pictures or anything, so that was what I started with. And the list has changed a little bit, but not really that much. I think only one has really changed. And that's actually what I want to do for my first, my first actual episode of this podcast is an explanation of what my top 10 favorite anime are. I don't really have them ranked. It's just kind of these are my 10 favorites, and I have a variety of genres and all that. So it's really hard for me to say oh, this is my favorite and this is my second favorite, because they're all so different. I can't really pick. So these are mainly just here's the 10 that I enjoyed the most. I mean, really, when I was writing it up, it ends up being 11, but oh well. So that'll be probably next week that I get to post that, unless I have work during this time, because this is basically the only time I get to record, or if I had just have a different time that I can. I don't really know. We'll just see how it goes. Because right now I'm still in school, and I have a little bit of time that I have the house to myself when I get home. But it's, now it'll just be kind of hit and miss with work coming up. But once I'm out of school, I'll have so much time that I'm sure that I'll be able to record, so I will almost be able to guarantee an episode every week, but I don't want to say anything right now. More about my blogging journey, because that's just what I'm going to talk about for this, is so I was writing in September. I wrote pretty con like fairly consistently from September through, I want to say, let me see, when was it? Early March of 2017. But then in the end of March, I kind of hit this point that was just, I felt so tired over everything, and I was trying to finish up my semester, But, like, my fall semester of that year had been awful, and I was just really down about everything. And so I was just trying to survive through that semester. And so my blog ended up kind of suffering for it. I didn't have that much, like, I didn't have a big following at all. But I didn't post anything for about 2 months. In total, it was about 8 weeks, and I didn't post anything at all. And I didn't say anything about going away or anything. It just happened. And I finally got back into it at the end of May of 2017. And that was also coincidentally the time that, my dog's barking. Let me just... Okay, so everything just keeps getting interrupted right now. Anyway, at the end of May, I got an email to join Owls, and I think that I had put in an application for Owls in like April, but because I just kind of been so out of everything, I didn't notice it. And so I never really, like, I never saw the email, but then I got an email again later on saying, like, oh, you had interest in this, but, like, are you gonna actually join? And then I was like, oh, yeah, shoot, I should probably join, right? And so I did. And the day that I joined was probably one of the best days I'd had in a long time, because I was put into the Twitter group, and I just started talking to these people, and I felt like I was actually getting, like, noticed for something, and I could just kind of talk, and it felt really nice to just have that. And, I was able to participate in June's tour of that year, and that the theme of that was called Team, and it was, it was all focused on the LGBT plus community, and at the time I didn't have much, like, knowledge of that because I hadn't really looked into it. I was still kind of understanding it because I used to be really against it, and it's something that I'll always regret, but it was... joining Owls also kind of helped me understand the community a lot more, and writing my post about it was really fun and different for me because I'd just never written something quite like it. And I really love writing Owls posts because they make me think a lot more, and they're always more in depth. I have to edit them way more than anything else, and I always have to put so much more thought into it. So I haven't missed a single month so far, and I won't miss next month's either. I'm not sure if I'm going to write about the anime I have planned right now, just because I haven't finished it yet, and I don't know how the whole thing is gonna end. We'll see. But I'm trying to just stay with posting for Owls every month, because even when I have some weeks where I don't really have anything to write about because I haven't finished anything because I'm just so slow with watching things, Owls at least gives me something where I know that I can write that until I can come up with something else. And I just love Owls so much. It's where I've made most of my blogging friends, and it's where I finally got a following, because when I joined Owls, I think I maybe only had like 30 followers or something like that. But then once I joined Owls, all the people who hadn't been following me before but were part of Owls started following me, and then I had almost 50 within like a few days. And it's just kind of consistently been climbing. My following doesn't increase as much as a lot of other people, and I try to be okay with that because I'm just writing what I like to write, and that should be enough. My stats are increasing every month, so that's good. And it makes me feel like I can keep writing and people will like it. And I hope, like, with this podcast that I get to express even more of my ideas, because there's a lot of times that I will want to write a post, but then I'll finish something, and then I'm like, oh, well, I need to write a post on this because I just finished it, and I need to do, like, reviews and stuff. But then I always want to do things like, oh, let's talk about the symbolism in this anime, or I want to do, like, a character analysis, or, like, just different themes in anime. I've done a couple of these. Like, I did something for Valentine's Day / the Olympics about Yuri on Ice, and that was, I talked about improvement in, like, the ice skating, how, like, all three of them improved in their skating abilities, but it was also because they had these connections to each other, and that was a really fun post to write, and it's one of my most popular ones, I think, and I love doing things like that rather than, like, reviews all the time, but I can never come up with enough, like, more detailed posts, so I just kind of resort to reviews, and that's just kind of what I've been doing now. And then because I'm doing these reviews, when I do have the idea for something else, I always think, like, oh, nobody's gonna want to read this, like, essay on, like, this theme in an anime. They just want to know what the anime is about and what I think about it. But I think maybe I can do some, like, reviews on here instead, so then I can write my more, like, in-depth posts on my blog. At least that's kind of what I'm hoping to do. Or, like, when I started doing my blog, I did lists, but I have a hard time doing those now because I really haven't watched that much anime, to be honest. I think I keep a little list of, like, everything I finished, and at the moment, I've almost only finished, like, 50, and I've been watching it for 4 years. I don't know why I haven't finished that many, but that's why lists are just so hard for me, and that's why I, like, stopped doing them, because I felt like I had such a limited selection that I could pick from. So I felt like I was just being redundant, so I stopped doing it. I kind of want to do lists again, but maybe something a little bit different than, like, I did, like, a top 10 female characters and top 10 male characters, and I did, like, I don't know, I did, like, the comedy anime. That was a long time ago that I did that. Jeez. Okay, let me look at my notes. I don't remember what else I wanted to say. No. Let me see. Okay, so when I did start writing for my blog, I initially just wanted it to be lists and character analysis. But, you know, I moved to the reviews because they're easy and people read them, like, at least from what I've noticed. But I have my own twist on it. Like, I don't call them reviews anymore. I used to when I first started writing them, but everybody calls them a review. I call them my thoughts on, because I think that my reviews are more my own opinion rather than these were the good pieces of it. It's, like, it's more of, these are the pieces that I think are good, instead of, this is, like, the best thing. I don't know how to really describe it, but I just feel like it makes more sense for me to say my thoughts on rather than just a review, Because I don't want people to just read what I have to say and then say, like, oh, this is a good show, and then they hate it. Because I said that I liked it. So I try to explain, like, this is only what I like, and other people will probably have a different opinion from me, just because everybody has a different opinion. And I don't want people to just, like, take what I say as, oh, this is just a good show. Because maybe I like a show that's awful, I don't know. And so there's that, if anybody was ever wondering why I call it that. I don't know if anybody was, but there's a little bit of information on that. Let me see. So, like, the origin of my thoughts on types of posts. The very first one I ever did was one on the Tokyo Ghoul manga, which I never finished, and I never will finish. I read 7 volumes, and so that was the equivalent of season 1. But then once it kind of started getting into what would be the beginning of season 2, and I know that season 2 doesn't go off the manga, but, like, even then, I just kind of lost interest, and it was really confusing to me at that point. Like, I just felt like the fight scenes weren't drawn very well, so I was just really, really lost. But when I wrote that, I had every intention of just finishing everything that my friend owned, because I was just borrowing them from my friend. So I wrote it, and I think I was at, like, volume 5 or something like that. So I thought that I was going to write another piece on it. I never did. Never will. So don't expect that. Let me see. So when I wrote that, I called it My Thoughts On, because in my head it was this is what I think of it so far, but I'll write on it later, and those will be my thoughts on it at the end. So a lot of the times I use that as a halfway point, plus I just like seeing the difference of my opinion at, like, on episode 6 of an anime rather than episode 12. Because, you know, your opinions are going to change about it. And so I did, I think the next one I did was on Yuri on Ice, I believe. And yeah, my opinion on it through in episodes 1 through 6 was just, I still didn't know a whole lot about it, so I just kind of went with, oh, this is what the skating looks like, that's really pretty, and I think the second part of that I talked about more in-depth things. So it was an interesting thing that I experimented with, and I really like doing it. So other ones I did that on was, I just did my second part of The Ancient Magus Bride, and that one didn't really change that much from the first one to the second one. That's just because, like, I liked the whole thing overall. I do have some problems with it, but, like, if you want to know those, you could probably read the actual post, because why would I tell you even this? anyway, so that was one that I did. I did each season of Haikyuu separately, because I just, again, I'm gonna have different opinions on each season. Season 2 is the best in my opinion, but I haven't really said that anywhere, so I can say it here. I liked season 1 when I watched it, but, I think the way that I wrote about it then was so much different from me writing about it for seasons 2 and 3. And then I just finished up my 30-day Haikyuu challenge, which is a lot of fun, and I really miss it already because I'm not writing as much anymore, and it really kept me writing. Let me see. So I do my thoughts on. I guess I can go with some random facts about me. I have that written down. Right now, I'm in my senior year, but I'm in this, like, program where I'm in high school and college, kind of. I'm mainly in college, but I'm still technically a high school student. So instead of 4 years of high school, I go through five. And so I've been taking college classes since I was like 16, and now I'm 18. I'm one of the youngest bloggers that I know of. I think I've met like four or five others that are like teenage-ish age. That kind of, I don't know. That's not really that important, I guess. I live in the United States. I live about 30 minutes from Canada in Michigan, so I get all the cold weather. Our summers are super humid though, and that sucks. But that's where I live. I've been a vegetarian since I was like one. I don't really have any way of explaining it, but that's a fun thing to know about me, I guess, if you feel like knowing that. I also really like cosplay. I still haven't made that many, but I'm really working on my portfolio with that, and I hope that I'll be able to continue making them even when I'm in college, and I want to be able to go to a bunch of conventions and all that stuff, but it's so expensive, with traveling and paying for the tickets and all the merchandise and all that stuff. And yeah, cosplay is really hard work. Like right now, I'm painting pieces to my friend's cosplay. She's awful at crafts, but I'm good at it, so I'm making it for her. And I just know that my thing will be more a higher quality than anything that she'll be able to buy. And so I'm making that right now. She's going to be Bakugo from My Hero Academia, and I'm going to be Todoroki from My Hero Academia. So we're gonna do like a friend cosplay kind of thing. And so that's really fun, but man, it's a lot of hard work, and I've got paint all over my hands right now. But yeah, I really like cosplaying. I've been doing it since I was in 10th grade, but back then I just bought my cosplay. I bought a cheap wig and I went as Haruhi from Ouran High School Host Club, and I still like that cosplay, but the suit jacket doesn't fit me anymore, and that's really sad. So yeah, I cosplay. I post tutorials when I finish a cosplay on my blog. I haven't finished any in a while, but soon there should be part of a tutorial for Bakugo because I'm doing it separate. I'm making the hero costume version, so those like giant grenade gauntlets, yeah, I'm making those right now. And so I want to do a little tutorial about how I did that separate from the actual costume because there's just so much to it. So you'll probably be seeing that pretty soon. Yeah, I cosplay. obviously I like writing. I've been writing stories since I was in like technically I even liked writing stories when I was like in preschool, but I really started writing stories when I was in 5th grade. I've written a lot of things that never were finished. Right now I just work on a bunch of fan fictions because it's just they're fun and they're good practice. They're more relaxing to write than like a full-on like original story, so I've just been kind of doing that for fun. Yeah, you know my blog. I'll probably even put a link. Well, I do have a link in my description. I know that. I already wrote that in. let's see, what else do I have? So, yeah, all I have left to talk about now is just what this podcast is going to be. So basically, it'll be anything that's more informal from my blog. My blog isn't the most formal, but it's more formal than me rambling into my laptop. what I will discuss in this is mainly anime. I kind of want... There's a lot of wild things that happens at conventions, but it's really hard to write about in a post. So I kind of want to do, like, convention stories, because I have a lot of them. I can't really talk about cosplay on here because, like, no visuals, but I want to talk about convention experiences. I might talk about comics. I don't read as many as I used to. I want to read more. I really like Webtoon, and yeah, as long as this is going up on Saturday, yesterday I wrote a comic post. As long as I finish that, it's not finished at the time I'm recording this, but it's near there, so hopefully it's up. I haven't written that many comic posts because I know it doesn't fit with my blog, and that kind of sucks, but might talk about comics on here, I'm not really sure. I don't really have a solid idea for what this podcast is even going to be. But it looked fun, so I'm gonna do it. but the next episode that I post will be a top 10 list of my favorite anime, as I said before. People who already follow me on my blog or Twitter probably know what some of them are, and I've even mentioned most of them in this, but when I record the next episode, I'll just go more in depth and go about, like, how I found each of them and, like, why I like them so much. I wanted to do the top 10 in this, but, this is already really long, and I know I'm gonna have to cut stuff out, so that's definitely not happening right now. But yeah, I just want to do that as a baseline of, this is kind of what I like, and so expect that kind of stuff from me. I'll probably post this on either Saturdays or Sundays, just depending on when I get to record and when I get to edit. This is just kind of an experiment, so I'm not sure yet. I don't know if it'll be weekly. I want it to be, but at this point I don't really have all that much I want to write or talk about, so I don't know yet. As I said before, I have a WordPress blog. I have a Twitter, I have an Instagram, my Instagram is just my cosplays, and pictures of my cats and dog, mainly, but you can follow me on there as well. I have two Tumblrs, one is just kind of my dumping ground of fandom stuff, so I don't know if you'd even want to follow that, but you're free to do it if you want. I'll try to put all of my links somewhere that you can find them. I have my Twitter, which is Let's Talk Anime 1. My blog, which is zboudry at wordpress.com. The name of it is the same as my podcast, so really, if you just type in Let's Talk Anime in the WordPress search bar, you'll probably be able to find me pretty easily, because there's other blogs that are also called Let's Talk Anime, but none of them are, like, none of them post anything, and that really sucks, because I can't have that URL. That's why it's my name. I don't really think I have anything else to talk about. I could ramble on and on and on, but even... I know this thing is, like, over 30 minutes now, but... It's been fun. And I have a sore throat now. So, I guess I'll see you, or... I guess I'll post something next week, hopefully. Bye. I don't know how to do this. Alright. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.